Today is Friday, November 6th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello everyone and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. We're on day, like, 15 of redoing slides for my new boss. And he doesn't know how things work at Walmart because he's brand new. He doesn't really understand what's going on. He wants to impress his boss. And this is for a presentation, you know, an up-leveling. Or, is up-leveling the right thing? Anyway, it's for, you know, rationalization of what we're working on, vision, how we can save money for the company, yada, 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 like all this kind of stuff. And he keeps changing his mind all the time. It's ridiculous. And so, again, so yesterday we spent, I don't know, three or four hours on the phone with my team going over and over and over the slides. And then, you know, we got on a meeting with him and he changed his mind again. And then today we got on a meeting. I think we're getting closer. His meeting with the big boss is on Tuesday. And so one way or the other, we have to be done by Tuesday. But of course, he may want a bunch of improvements after that. So I don't know. My career may be a never-ending just creation of slides exercise from now on. I don't know. I don't really know. One of my coworkers said, I wonder if this is foretelling of how he's going to be for the, you know, forever. Because we just literally, he's been our boss for 2 weeks. He's like, I wonder if this is going to be how he is, where he assigns us something to do. And then he changes his mind 5 billion times about how it should be. I'm like, I don't know. But if he does, I won't like it. So last night we watched, what did we do? We watched TV. We watched, we started a new show actually because Daniel had recommended a show called Next on, I think it's Fox. And that's been canceled already. And so they may release more episodes. I'm not even sure about that, but we haven't seen any new episodes. And so I don't know if they literally canceled it mid-season and said, don't produce anymore, or if we're going to have more episodes eventually drop. I'm not really sure. But so we haven't been able to watch that, and I'm not even sure we're going to finish it because when something's canceled, especially if it's something I'm not super invested in, and I know there aren't going to be very many more episodes, I tend to just quit because I don't even want to start liking it more and more and more and get more involved into the story and then know that it's going to end. So I don't know. I'm not sure we'll do that. And Mark really isn't into Star Trek. So I haven't started watching Star Trek Discovery because I'm not even sure if he wants to watch it with me. And normally I save those up and watch and do more of a binge. And so we watched an episode of Good Doctor, and I can't remember if we did that last night or the night before. I think it was last night. But regardless, we've had all of this anxiety about the election. And when I say we, I mean any sane person in the United States that's a non-Trump supporter. So you don't have to be a Democrat. You don't have to be anything, but just a non-Trump supporter that thinks he's ridiculous. So all of us have been very antsy and nervous this whole week. And so I read something on my email is in front of me, and I read something and I was talking. And then I totally forgot why I had said that. But we've all been antsy. And so, oh yeah, now I remember. We watched the first episode of Good Doctor. And there's a part in the trailer to Good Doctor, and it's in the episode as well, where he says something about, I want this to be over. So their first episode is about COVID, and I don't know if they're going to continue that through the whole season, or they just wanted to talk about it in one episode. I'm not really sure. But like There are several shows who've decided to weave, like, Black Lives Matter, COVID. I'm sure they're not doing the election because, you know, they're fictional places, but... because we also watched the first episode of This Is Us, and it also weaves in COVID and Black Lives Matter. So anyway, so they're weaving all this in to Good Doctor, and he says to his new girlfriend at one point, I want this to be over. And he says it very dramatically. And so we watched that, and for a while I was trying to make a GIF out of that. I was trying to figure out how to download the YouTube video of the trailer, clip it, but my computer was upstairs and I couldn't figure out a good way to do it on the mobile phone. I'm sure there's an app or something that you can use, but I ain't got time for that. So I finally gave up. And then after I gave up, I said to Mark, I said, you know, he's playing an autistic character. And so I wonder if that would have even been insensitive of me to release that onto my Twitter stream, because would it look like I'm making fun of people with autism? Which would not be, it's not my intention at all, but it's, I just thought it was so prescient that that clip came up, or that trailer came up, and I was thinking, I know he's talking about COVID, but it's also very relatable to getting all the votes counted. I just want this to be, I want all the votes to be counted. And so... anyway, I did not release it because I wasn't sure, and I couldn't be bothered. I gave up. I was trying to do it on my phone, and I couldn't figure out a good way to do it. Mark tried as well, so it's not just because I'm a boomer, even though I'm not a boomer, but it's not because I'm now out of touch with technology, which also I'm not, because I'm in a technology position. But regardless, as I get older, things become more confusing to me. Oh my gosh, I really do need to learn chess, because maybe chess will help keep my mind limber and as I get older, so I know Fatty plays Sudoku partially so that he can keep his mind all there. It's not working though, is it? Alright, anyway, so we watched that. I did not make a meme. And I thought, you know, I could become famous. Or people could think I'm a real douche if it's insensitive, and I don't know, so I'm not going to do it. But it could have been like one of those viral memes. Who knows? We watched No Whammy, No Whammy, No Whammy, Stop! And we watched Amazing Race. And that's about all we did. We picked up some food. We got Mexican last night. We had a burrito and carne tacos, or carne asado tacos, from, I don't know if this is a national chain or it's just local, because I've never seen it until I moved here, but it's called Burrito King, and I'm not really sure, and I could Google it, but I'm not going to. But I've only ever seen it here. I've never seen it anywhere else. And that's what we did for dinner last night. And then, so this morning, so that's it. There was nothing really interesting that we did last night. But this morning, Mark comes in and he says, hey, he said, you know how when it's time to eat, Sydney will go, that's our dog, Sydney, will go and sit next to the coffee table. Because we normally eat in front of the television because that's just how we are. So we eat on the coffee table mostly. And Sydney eats at the same time that we do, so we'll make her food. And she's very patient. She'll sit there, and for a while she didn't even like eating, so we'd put down food and sometimes she wouldn't eat at all, and that was fine. She's not a big, like, beggar, which is very good. So she patiently would sit there and wait on us, because we don't put her food down until we start eating. It's just a thing. We eat together as a family. And so he said, so you know how she does that? And she sits there patiently. And I said, yeah. He said, well, she was sitting on the rug over by the dining table this morning, and I couldn't figure out why. And he said, I kept moving, or, you know, walking by her, and she wasn't moving. She was sitting there. And he said, and her water bowl is over in that corner behind the dining table. And he said, and then I looked at her water bowl and it was completely bone dry. Like, completely bone dry. And so not only does she sit next to where we put her food when it's time to eat, but apparently she sits next to her water when there's no water there to let us know. But she was very, she didn't bark. She didn't make any noise or anything like that. She literally just sat there hoping, I don't know, that he would notice that she was sitting next to the water. So I said, oh, and Mark is very responsible and he remembers things much better than I do. So normally I let him take care of anything that requires memory. And I said, well, I guess I'll make sure that I watch as well, because who knows how long she's been out of water. And we don't want her to get sick or have, you know, any health issues if we forget to. I mean, we feed her twice a day, but she also needs water. And so, and we have one of those self-feeding water bowls, but eventually it runs out. So it is what it is. And I just worked on slides all day. And now I'm done for the day. I'll have mix minus tonight. And then the weekend is, I don't know. We'll see. We're going to look into renting an RV for Thanksgiving week, so probably a lot of research. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Have a good weekend, everyone. I'll talk to you on Monday. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.